Yes, I have grave concerns over them because the meat factories have a monopoly, as everybody knows, in this country. And when the price of stock should be going up, that the farmer should be getting a fair price, the stock has been brought in from Northern Ireland and Scotland, and someone said to me, even from Northern England. And the factories are able to keep the prices down, which is affecting the farmer's income. And it is a disgrace. Something has to be done. It has to be monitored. Like, we can send cattle to Northern Ireland, but or sell cattle into Northern Ireland, but they're not sold as British under their red tractor logo, you know. So I'm just wondering, like, it's kind of convenient for the factories to draw in all this stock and keep the prices down here. And at the end of the day, the farmer should get a fair price for his produce, because when the monopoly that the meat factories have on them, there's four or five people getting money out of that sheep, from the factory owners, their investors, the shopkeepers, the haulage people, everybody. But the farmer's not getting a just price for what he's producing, and it has to be addressed. And if it's a situation that Northern Ireland sheep should be sold at a less price or whatever, I don't know, but something has to be done to safeguard the Irish producer.
And really, it's something that's not working both ways, Justin, in the sense that it's very difficult for Irish products to get sold under that red tractor logo, whereas it seems to be an awful lot easier for livestock that are coming in from Scotland or from Northern Ireland to be brandished as a finished Irish product.
Yes, that is correct. And we've seen this going on for years, and it hasn't been addressed, and it should be addressed. Because it's the primary producer in the Republic of Ireland that is suffering every week. The factories can get their hands on these cheaper sheep or cows, and they can pull the prices, which is detrimental to the production to the producers in the south of Ireland.